Buzzing at 102.9, Dubs, PT, Mandy in the morning. And what I love about sports is rivalries. And, of course, this California couple, they took their rivalry for their two teams to a whole new level. The mom's a Chargers fan, the dad's a 49ers fan, and they put their unborn child's fandom on the line.
So wait, let me get this straight. So whatever team wins, the child then has to be a fan of that team for their entire life?
Yep.
Who won?
The Chargers. Mom got her way.
Hey, yellow and blue, those aren't bad colors.
Yeah, no, not at all.
Do you have any rivalries in your household?
I do. I'm a Vikings fan, and my boyfriend's a Bears fan.
So how is that when the Vikings and the Bears play? Is that you guys...
We cannot watch the game together at all. Nope. Nope. Especially if the Vikings are losing.
I bet. Just throw the remote at the TV.
What about you, PT?
I don't think my girlfriend could name any sports team in any state for really any sport, to be honest.
Seriously?
Really? Yeah, she's not really a sports person, so rivalry.
I was going to say, she's got to be a fan of the
best,
Bulldogs.
The best rivalry thing I can give you is I've got younger siblings that went to the University of Minnesota, so they're Gophers, and of course I went to the Badgers, go Bucky. And so when those two college teams play, it's a little sibling rivalry there.
Especially when they play in Madison.
Oh, it's the best. It's the best. And it's such a better place in Minnesota from a standpoint of this. From a standpoint of the football.
Well, we have
the Gophers.
What about a hockey rivalry?
I do.
I mean, you're wearing the Blackhawks shirt right now, which is just making me kind of gag over here anyway.
Yeah, my wife's a Wild fan. I'm a diehard Blackhawks fan. And of course, when they play each other, it's kind of civil for the most part until one of us starts getting the other's ear, especially when you're laying there the next day and all of a sudden you just hear, and I'm like, nope.
You're going to hear that tonight. You're going to hear it a lot tonight.
Nope.
Yeah, they do play tonight.
That's right.
They do.
Okay, I've got an idea.
What?
Since we're talking about rivalries and bets, have you guys ever made a bet before on a game?
I think just once, but it's nothing serious. I think it was like, I just wore a jersey.
I think it's time to take our own rivalry to another level. Think she'd be up for a bet? Our very own bet?
Probably. I'm kind of scared.
Let's do it. Let's call her.
I love it. Let's get her on the line.
All right. We'll try to get my wife on the line and make this bet coming up in 6 minutes on Buzzin' at 102.9. Buzzin' at 102.9. Rivalries are probably the best thing in sports. Everybody has one. And of course, I have one with my wife. She's a Wild fan. I'm a Blackhawks fan. And we actually have my wife on the phone right now. Hello?
Hello.
We thought that it would be so fun to take advantage of the rivalry that you and Dubs have in your household between the Blackhawks and the Wild.
That's a fun one.
You guys have never made a bet between teams before, right?
Nope. I don't think we have.
Not exactly. I made you wear a Wild jersey once, but no, we didn't actually.
Yeah, that was once, but that was just something simple.
It's time to take this to a different level.
What are we talking about?
Here's what I'm thinking. A spousal sports bet.
Okay.
Here's the deal. It's on tonight, Wild Blackhawks. Dubs, you're the Blackhawks fan. Your wife, she's the Wild fan, right?
Yep.
All right, listen. If the Wild win tonight, Dubs, you have to do chores for the amount of days of points that the Wild score in the game tonight. So let's say the Wild win 3-2.
Okay.
For 3 days, you have to do the chore of your wife's choice.
Oh,
I can't wait for that.
We want pictures. We want verification that you have done whatever it is that she wants. Now, vice versa, if the Wild lose tonight, then your wife has to do whatever you want her to do.
No chance that's happening.
For the amount of points. So if the Blackhawks win 5-1 for 5 days.
I mean, we are on a roll right now. We're 2-0-1. So
roles are meant to be broken. Now, Miss Dubs, question for you. What is the household chore that's going to be the best for... What are we going to see pictures of Dubs with? Like a vacuum cleaner?
I'm thinking something in the kitchen, cooking. Ooh. I cook everything.
Okay, well, don't tell us just yet, because we want to find out who's going to win first before the chore is revealed.
Plus, if it's in the kitchen, it's just going to be making pizza.
Well, that could be anything. If it's in the kitchen, you could have them sweeping, mopping, doing dishes, cleaning out the refrigerator, all things that none of us like to do.
In a while.
We're going to let her think about it.
I love it.
Dubs is going to think about what he wants for the next 24 hours. And then we'll check in with Lauren again tomorrow morning when we finally know who the winner of the game is and what the bet's going to be.
All right.
Deal, I can do that.
Cool with that, Dubs?
All right,
we're getting it up on you, bro.
Oh, I know. I can just feel it right now.
It's on.
Go Wild.